Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. No bald head today, no beanie today. It is Buffalo Bills hat day because they made the playoffs. And they haven't been very good since Jim Kelly in the very early 90s. So, hey, I'm going to give my team a little bit of love today. Also, I do need something for my head because it's still a little chilly out. Just not beanie chilly or toboggan chilly, as you guys call it. So today we're going to talk about chivalry. It is dead. And it is a good thing. In the past, and I'll put this right out here because the reason why I think it's good is because in the past, men did chivalrous things to show maybe not necessarily interest in a woman that he wanted to date her, but that he found her attractive. He wanted to show a little interest, a little flirtatious, maybe a little how do you do. Women don't deserve that today, or at least a lot of women. Now, some women maybe still, but a lot of women really don't deserve that much anymore. And there's a couple of good examples here that I'm going to talk about. So let me jump right into recording. This is kind of a weird story. It's from Vogue, which in and of itself, but this is written by Elizabeth von Thurn und Taxi. Taxis. So apparently she is a princess, and she uses herself in the title. Is chivalry dead? Princess Elizabeth TNT searches for a true gentleman. So that'd be like me writing an article I don't know, is dating dead? Joker looks for good women. Written by Joker. I don't know. To me, it just sounds kind of weird. Anyway, this is. She goes on to say, there are few true gentlemen. An uncle of mine is one such man. He kisses the hand of every married woman. M'lady. No, don't ever do that. He stands up whenever a woman enters the room. He carries bags. Utilitarian. Opens doors. Utilitarian. And of course, takes care of the check. Utilitarian. It's not who he is that makes him a gentleman. It's the services he provides for nothing in return. But let's face it, most of us, myself included, have to be reminded to behave our best. And sometimes the perfect such reminder is a door flung in your face. One Sunday morning not long ago, I was getting the paper at a deli when a girl stormed past me as I stood there holding the door. So she was nice enough to hold the door for another young lady, and the woman goes blazing past her. She did not acknowledge my presence, not the faintest nod, smile, mumbling of thank you. She just pushed past me. I stood there startled and thought, if that's our reaction, it's no wonder men no longer bother with basic chivalry. Correct. You know, now, do I still hold the door open for my mom? And my dad, because my dad's like 86 years old. Sure, of course I do. Why? Because I can. And I care for them. And it's nice. Do I still hold the door open for strangers or hold an elevator for somebody that's trying to get on it? Yes. Why? Because it's common courtesy. But do I go out of my way? And that's kind of what chivalry is, going out of your way to do something nice for a woman. And that's where guys have said, no, not really. I've talked about the story where a gentleman who he stopped to help a young lady, and I forget where this happened, but he stopped to help a young lady, and for 2.5 hours, he worked on doing something to her car. And the story's old enough, I don't remember what he was doing, but he was helping her, and she thanked him and gave him a hug. And then later on, she said that he came on to her and that he was soliciting her and giving a hard time and pestering her. And he ended up going to jail for it. And he lost his wife. He lost his job. He had tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees just to prove. And finally, they found video of where he got caught on like a gas station camera or something where they just showed him helping the woman out on her car. Quick hug that she initiated. And then he went on his way. But without that video, that guy might be in jail just for helping a woman. Now, when you start doing stuff like this, guys are like, ew, no. It's not that I'm just not going to do something nice for a woman. I'm not going to go out of my way for it. Now, if I'm walking up to a Walmart today and there's a couple, a dude, a woman, a stroller, anything, do I hold the door open? Sometimes, yeah. I mean, if they're right behind me, sure, why not? I think that's one of the things that we're losing today is common courtesy to our fellow man. And doing so doesn't make you a simp. It doesn't make you a loser. It doesn't make you try hard. It just means, hey, you know, it's the same as returning a cart or a buggy if you're from the South. Returning a cart, a shopping cart, back to the storage area for them instead of just leaving it sitting next to your car. It's just common courtesy. And I think the more of these little things that go away, the more our society kind of falls apart. But men are no longer going to go out of their way to do these nice things for women because they're not appreciated for it. And again, women, if you do appreciate this, you better tell the women that don't appreciate it to shut up, because guys hear it and they're like, okay, we're out. She continues on, these days it seems that notions of chivalry, politeness, and manners often get thrown into the basket of stuffy old traditions. Stumbling upon a fabulous book from the 1940s, Vogue's Book of Etiquette, made me think about this even more. More than 600 pages of ideal behavior. And to my great amazement, many of the rules still make perfect sense today. Call me old-fashioned, but I hold good behavior in high esteem. Think about it. You're rushing up to the escalator, mobile phone in one hand, handbag dangling on your arm, and Prada shopping bag in another. Christmas gifts only, of course. Your coattails are flying. Perhaps there's a pair of gloves stuffed into one pocket, and your heels are not making logistics any easier. But there, just ahead, is a patiently waiting man or woman holding the heavy door for you. Nothing makes me believe in humanity quite like a kind gesture. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with kind gestures. But again, when women, there are a lot of women that won't thank you for it, that don't appreciate you for it, and guys have had enough of that. And that's kind of where they're saying, you know, in the past, I was at least a thank you, you know, and it doesn't take much to hold a door open for somebody. That's why I still do it sometimes. But it doesn't also take much for somebody to say, hey, thanks. But they don't even do that. So now, forget it. And if it happens enough, and I have to admit, I have been guilty of this before, too, where I'll open a door, I'll walk through, and I'll just leave it. And I know the person behind me was, I could have held it for them. And it just depends on my mood now. I guess sometimes I can be a jerk. But again, when you're not appreciated, when you're not thanked for the common courtesy things, this is where society starts breaking down a little bit and guys start tapping out. And now, you know, women start tapping out. I've got another article to read after this where women complain about it. She says, last summer I landed in Rome with a well-rehearsed ease, lifted my little LV carry-on out of the overhead compartment. I guess that's a Louis Vuitton, so la-di-da. But anyway, she takes her I'm not going to read through the whole thing because it's long, but she takes her bag down and a gentleman offers to pull it along or carry it for her. Hey, that's great, but what does the guy get back in return? Nothing. What did men used to get back in return? You used to get a look, maybe a kind word. But also, women liked it because it was a slight nod to the woman getting positive attention. In other words, you know, hey, guys don't do this for ugly women. Guys do nice things for good-looking women. And so if a guy does something nice for you, it was a good way for her to say, oh, that makes me feel attractive and important, and again, all about her feels. Well, guys have had no more of that. And I'll leave this link below. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But this article, I like Suzanne Venker. She writes a lot about men's issues and men's rights. She's a good men's rights activist. And I like Suzanne Venker. And she writes, chivalry is dead because women killed it. And she's got a couple good points in here, but she still speaks as if we need chivalry around. And I disagree. I'm glad that it's over. Again, that doesn't mean you need to be a jerk to everybody, but it means going out of your way to help a woman, that's over with. Or a strange woman. Now, if it's your girlfriend or your mom or something like that, I get it. But anyway, she says, a friend of mine whose mother died recently was going through her parents' memorabilia and unearthed a Western Union telegram from 1954 that her father sent her mother just before they married. Here's what it said. Darling, I shall be waiting for you at 8 with a lifetime of expectancy. My heart will be coming with you down the aisle. May God be with us tonight, and we pray we will always be with him. Thank you for becoming my wife. My love forever yours, Henry. Now, that's a beautiful letter, or just a beautiful telegram saying you're waiting coming. Now today, you know, too often we get the feeling of, yeah, but is some other guy, you know, is she shagging some other guy while he writes all this lovely words because he's a nice guy and the bad boy that doesn't pay a girl any mind? Well, you know, she's off with him. See, and that's the problem again, is when someone says they're promised to you, but they're not really promised to you forever. again, this is the breakdown. How much do you want to put yourself out there to pay attention to women and put yourself out there for women when they don't appreciate it and they file for divorce 80% of the time? She says, several days after I'd read this note, I came across this miserable tripe on Facebook. Chivalry is harmful to both men and women, relays the woman in the video, because it reinforces the idea that women need to be helped or saved by a stronger man, and it takes away a woman's agency. Now, I would argue with that because men don't do it to try to say, oh, you need saving, or you're too weak to do it. It's when you see somebody struggling, men in their heart of hearts are supportive. We do like to help people that aren't as well off as we are. Although now we're learning to not listen to that and to just leave things as they are, because we see guys that are helping out other people that get in trouble for it nowadays. I might relate it this way. Chivalry is harmful to both men and women, relays the woman in the video, because it makes men think that they need to do something nice for women and they're going to get nothing back in return. Because that's really what chivalry is. And I'm okay with it going away. You know, my mind has been changed on this. I used to think, hey, being chivalrous was nice many, many, many years ago. No longer. The video is part of an unpopular opinion series on Facebook, a concept that in theory I'd support. But there's nothing unpopular about a video that sells the same tired message feminists have sold for years and subsequently became the status quo, that men and women are equal and should therefore be treated the same. Women can open their own doors, pull out their own chairs, and take care of themselves. Women have argued for years. I'm strong enough to do all these things, notes the woman in the video who identifies herself as Emily Panic, and she flexes her arm muscles to viewers. Hey, you know what? These women, if this is what they want, we're more than happy to give it to them. If I need to do a kind gesture, I'll do something for Habitat for Humanity, or go help out some homeless, or go help out a fellow guy. You know, the other day, 2 days ago, I was in a Home Depot parking lot and I was picking up some materials for continuing building on my bus. And a guy was trying to load what looked to be about 30-foot long planks into a trailer. And he'd get one end in and then he'd go down and try to get the other end and the top end would slip off. And all I was doing was walking into the store to get some materials. I walked over and I said, hey man, I'll give you a guide. And I helped him guide the boards on. It took me about 5 minutes. We loaded 6 or 7 of these 30-foot planks on his trailer. He latched it down. He said, hey man, thanks. And I said, you're welcome. I walked in. I felt good. Why? Because I helped a guy that was really struggling with something. He thanked me for it. And dudes looking out for dudes. That's what we do. But to be honest, had I seen a woman struggling with that stuff, there's a big part of me now that'd be like, well, you bit off more than you could chew, and you don't want men helping you anyway, so good luck to you. Or maybe an employee will help you out. Now, is that horrible to say? Yeah. But, you know, this is where we're going, where again, men are shamed and men are told no and don't. But guys don't say that to other guys, so guys will still help out other guys. They just won't help out women anymore. And then women, half the women say good, but in the same token, the ones that say good are the ones that say, well, why don't I get asked out anymore? And why don't men buy dinner anymore? And why do men only want to go for a first date for coffee instead of taking me to a movie and dinner? It's because we're not appreciated it anymore. And we're finding out that also a lot of times women will just say yes to a date to get free dinner and a movie. And guys are like, I'll pay for a $3 cup of coffee, or you can pay for your own and I'll go meet you out. And then if I find that we've got some legit in common, we might have something going on. Hey, this is what they asked for. This is what they're getting. And I'm great with this because now I don't have to feel guilty about if a woman's struggling with something, hey, tough. Because again, if I try to pick up something that's too heavy for me, or if I try to do something that's too much for me, I've got to be the one that asks for help. Like, hey man, you know, can you give me a hand loading this thing? I screwed up. I didn't realize it was that heavy. And if a woman asks for help like that, hey, that's different. But just a guy coming up out of the blue saying, oh, you're struggling, let me help you with that. That's done. Men only change because women did. That's because men are born to please women. I should have hit a button for that. No, we're not born to please women. Modern women don't know this, for they've been conditioned to think men as oppressors, but it's true. No, men aren't born to please women. Men are born to provide for society, which means providing for themselves and providing for women. And why do they provide for women? Because women used to provide something for them. What? Relationships. They used to provide love. They used to provide intimacy, bedroom fun, those kind of... But now they'll give the bedroom fund to the good-looking guy, and then they want the quote average guy to provide all his stuff for her while she goes off with the good-looking guys. And men have said, "No, no, we're not doing that anymore. We're not, but we aren't born to do anything for women." And what's the deal with guys giving up their seats on the subway, she adds. Now, this is from the writer writing the Facebook post that was being all snarky towards men. And what's the deal with guys giving up their seats on the subway, she adds. If you do give me a seat and I take it, I don't have to talk to you. Please don't talk to me, okay? I got like 20 podcasts loaded on my iPod that I would rather listen to than you. That's not meant to be mean. I just don't want to talk to you. Hey, that's fair. So you don't have to talk to me while you stand there and I sit in the seat, because I'm not going to give it up for you because you're an entitled, mean a-hole. So there you go. The stark contrast of the Western Union Telegram in this video depicting modern gender relations speaks volumes, she continues. If there's one common theme in the media today about relationship between men and women and men, it's the claim that there are no good, read, marriageable men left. Well, gee, I wonder why that is. It's clear as day why that is. The relentless message from women in society that men have nothing special to offer, that not only is their income unnecessary, so is their chivalrous behavior, has built a wall between the sexes the size of Mount Everest. Right. So let's take one of these strong women, and she says, you know what? I don't need you. I don't need to take you to the bedroom. I've got my toys. I've got lots of guys that are willing to take me out and hit it and quit it. And I've got all that attention for them. I don't need your money because I make good money. As a matter of fact, I probably make more than you. And I've got my fancy gender studies degree, so that means that I'm smarter than you. I don't need you for anything. And what do men say? Okay, I'll just go on about my life and not worry about women then anymore. And that's what a lot of guys are doing. Or the men that are still dating to some degree, the men that still do go out and date and do those kind of things, they've taken a different attitude. You know, it used to be, again, I was raised as men are the providers, and you take care of the family, you take care of your wife, you make sure everybody's happy. And as long as the family's happy and your wife is happy, she will love you and she will take care of you and she will take care of the kids, and everybody takes care of everybody in different ways. But today we're told, I don't need you. I don't even want you. I want to sleep with the good-looking guys. I want to have my fun. And only when that's not available to me anymore will I even think about coming over and settling down a little bit with you that somehow I still also think is I'm settling. And guys are like, no, I'm not playing this game anymore. I'm not interested. She says, funny thing though, the equality meme hasn't translated to women paying for their own dinner or asking men to marry them. Why is that? Could it be that deep down women know something's lost when men and women are viewed as the same? Could it be that there was once something special about men being men and women being women? In the days when men were chivalrous, women held a different kind of power than they do today. Feminine power is far more potent than power of a woman gleans in today's marketplace. But women don't discuss it, and they reject masculinity as well. Today's universities are in fact offering programs specifically designed to quash male nature. And this is true. Again, so the more and more that we're told women are as strong as men, women are as powerful as men, women are as wonderful as men, women are men. Men go, so you don't need me anymore. And women go, no. So guys say, okay, now there's no longer pressure on me to get married, to fit in with society, because bachelors were looked at kind of as on the outsides back several decades ago. Now there's no pressure for me to get married. Now there's no pressure for me to have kids. Now there's no pressure for me to support society because women can do it. Now there's no pressure for me to climb the social ladder or climb the work ladder to try to reach the highest echelon of income that I can. All that pressure's gone. I don't have to do it anymore. So easy street. Now I just need to do what makes me happy. Now, interestingly enough, as men do this and they say, you know what? Hey, I'm just going to do what makes me happy. They find that they're successful without the pressure. They find that they're happy without the pressure. They have plenty of money without the pressure. And interestingly enough, again, the women, though, that still say, well, we don't need men. Well, they need the good-looking men to sleep with, and they still want the very rich men to settle with. But other than that, well, why do you want those two groups of men? One, because he's attractive and I want to sleep with him because I have my needs too, they say. And the other one is, well, I don't want to work forever. I want to, you know, I want to stop working when I feel like I'm tired of the grind, and I want someone to pay off my college bills. So I find somebody that's a good, successful man, and I'll quote settle with him so he can pay off my bills, and I can live on easy street still by wanting to go out and also sleep with a guy that's at the gym that I like. Again, they want it all. So with all this ending, all the pressure is off men. And I'll say it again. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Feminism is the best thing that's ever happened to men because it's freed us up to follow our dreams and do whatever our passions are. And I think that's a great thing. She says, and still women wonder why there are no more Henrys. Mature, respectful, marriage-minded men like him have vanished. Can we blame them? Fortunately, as I wrote back in 2012, women have the power to turn it all around because they're relationship navigators. No, women are not relationship navigators. Men navigate the relationships. Women decide who they sleep with. Men decide if they're sleeping with that woman, if they're going to keep her around or not. Now, women decide this too, to a degree, but there's a lot of women out there that want to capture the bad boys and capture Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome, and they want to keep him, but he doesn't stick around. They want the relationship, but he doesn't give the relationship. But they gave him the bedroom. And this is where everything got screwed up a little bit, because women should have said, hey, you know what? I want long-term with this guy, and if he doesn't provide, then I'm not going to sleep with him. And then guys would say, well, how do I get women? Well, you have to provide for them, and you have to treat them well, and you have to marry them, and you so on and so on. You have to do these things for them, and then they provide you what you want. But they got it all backwards. Now they provide what guys want to a lot of guys, and then when they want the guy to follow up on, look at Breffel's Law. It works in the reverse for men, too. So anyway, that's I'll leave it there. You guys get the idea, though, that, you know, chivalry is gone. Women said they didn't want it anymore. Men listened, and they said, okay. And now women are complaining that it's gone, and they wish they had it back. But they only want it back when it benefits them, when they get things, you see. When they don't get things, well, then it doesn't benefit them, and they're not so happy. Okay, so now let's move on to the dating profile of the day. All right, today's profile, this is a gal that is 31 years old. She owns a salon, an online beauty brand, and she did go to university, it seems. First line, no hookups. Now, what does that mean when a woman puts that on the profile? It means that a lot of guys and her have hooked up, and she doesn't have the ability to say no very easily because these are charming men, and she doesn't have the ability to say no, so she's asking you to say no. So if you are the type that'll hook up with her, please don't ask her out because she may accidentally say yes to the hookup. I know this because on dating profiles, many, many that said no hookups, I ended up hooking up with. It says, be prepared to video call. It's 2020. I don't know how the TV show Catfish is still running, to be honest. Talk about shows. Money Heist is the best. I guess she's saying that, I don't know, that maybe she's gotten catfished a lot. Anyway, here's what she offers. She offers, she's very feminine. She's loving. She's spoiled. So she's offering you that she's spoiled, meaning I guess you need to spoil her. She loves comfort. So she loves when a man provides her comfort, i.e. things. You know what? I need to, hold on. I got to bring this up here because this, I didn't realize I was going to run into this so many times. All right, let's start over again. Very feminine. She's loving. She's spoiled. She loves comfort. She's spiritual. She's a free thinker. She's a nature lover. She's a business owner. She's a foodie, a globetrotter, and Aquarius. So apparently she believes in, I don't know, astrology signs. So this is what she offers you. Oh, the globetrotter? Because, of course, you're going to have to pay for that if you travel together. So she's very feminine, which is good. She's loving. It's good. She's spiritual. I don't know what that means. She's a free thinker. I don't know what she's trying to say with that. Nature lover's fine. A business owner's fine. Foodie. Being a foodie means you like food. That also means it always makes me wonder if she's going to gain weight. Like, I'm holding it back now, but once I get settled down, I'm going to start gaining that weight because I love food. Globetrotter, Aquarius. So really, but I still really haven't heard anything of what she's offering. But what does she want from the guy? Well, you have to be romantic. And you have to be intelligent, and you have to be attentive. Pay attention, lots of attention to her. You have to have a successful career. You have to be generous. You have to be protective. You have to be kind. You have to be solution oriented. And you also have to have a gym body. Now, you can't really tell from this photo. I can't tell too much. She does not have a gym body. How do I know? Because the back of her hands and her wrists are fat. If the back of your hands and your wrists are fat, you don't have a gym body, or you have a real bad problem with sodium and way too much water, which I doubt is her thing. So, you have to be romantic, intelligent, and attentive. But here's the thing, guys. You have to be solution-oriented. How does that play into a relationship? You have to be solution-oriented. Maybe because she wants you to help her figure out all her problems and help her fix them. I don't know. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below as always if you have. Thank you very much. The best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and join me over on betterbachelors.local.com. Got forums, got about 5,000 people over there. It's away from YouTube censorship, so we can have some. You can post memes and a bunch of stuff over there. Guys, I'll leave you there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, go Bills.